An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180 some odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Night, 9 p.m., and you're listening with this intro, obviously, to the best online radio show crew on the planet, coming at you from our private bunkers on the East Coast. And actually, one of our co-hosts, Stacy, is in a top secret, secret bunker because she's up and traveling and had time to call in. What's up, Stacy?
Hey, I'm a little jet lagged. I've been up for about 30 hours, but I'm glad to be here. It's good to hear your voice again, Sparky and Robert.
Now that's dedication.
Actually, I think everybody who's on the show, except for maybe myself, is having mass dedication to DDP yoga because, well, Stacey, you're going on being up for 2 days and you're calling in while traveling. Robert may not have slept since Shark Tank's been on. And Hayden, who is our guest tonight, who we'll be bringing on in a little bit, is calling from across the pond in the UK. So it's very in the wee hours of the morning for him. So, man. So speaking of Shark Tank, I stayed up and watched. I thought I was going to videotape it and then go back to it. But I started watching, and it was actually mesmerizing. Dallas was talking about how much he loved the show, and I sat and I watched everything up through when DDP was on and after. Did you guys watch the whole thing?
No.
Yeah, I did. I'd never seen it before, just little bits of it, and I was pretty hooked into it, and I watched every segment.
Yeah, it was a really good show. I've never seen it before either. I think I'll catch it again, and I probably would have watched the end of it if our server hadn't gone down.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That was great, man. We'll hit the server part and Robert's end of it after we kind of recap. But I'm watching it, and I saw the dude who had the face paint stickers.
Yeah, that was a cool idea. Game Face.
Yeah, Game Face, and you're sitting there watching it, and some of these ideas are like, why couldn't I think of something like that? Because now that guy's going into all this product licensing with professional sports. Fantastic for him, man. It's a really awesome product, especially if anybody's actually put face paint on for a game, which I have back in the college days. Actually, back in that time, I probably didn't care with the amount of alcohol that was flowing through my system, but trying to get that off or worrying about wiping on stuff was just crazy.
It's a little messy, Robert, I'll bet.
Yeah, Robert probably puts on like the Braveheart paint every once in a while when he gets stuff like the Shark Tank going on, right?
Well, no, I do that every day before I get to the computer.
That's awesome. Actually, the Braveheart face paint color kind of goes with the DDP yoga color schemes.
Yeah, it kind of does. You know, I really think the Game Face is a really, really cool idea, and it's a great idea. And I was thinking, who would have really benefited? You know, and this is just how my brain works. I just think that the person who would have really benefited from that would have been the Elephant Man. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been like the number one customer.
Wow.
But
yeah. you know, hey, you know, I would worry about wearing it just because I have such good looks and everything. You know, I would never want to cover those up. But
no, absolutely not with a shroud or a hood or a bag. No. Stop interrupting. They did an amazing job with our segment. I mean, really, because we were kind of nervous about it. Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were kind of nervous about it. Shut up. But the Dallas and Arthur and Steve were out there for an hour, so they could have made us look like anything they wanted to, and they did an amazing editing job and really got to the heart of the story and what DDP Yoga was all about. So that was really, really cool.
Oh.
It's like there's Dallas. Yeah, there's Dallas and there's Steve, and then I was completely taken by surprise that Arthur was there, and they actually brought Arthur out to run out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of cool how they had the hook of the Arthur video, the whole, and they, well, no, now that they were out there for an hour, but what they actually showed, like you said, they caught the heart of what DDP Yoga is, and actually the whole hook for a lot of people that get inspired to join DDP Yoga, Team DDP Yoga, and actually get the product.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reaction was just, we expected a big reaction, but it was kind of like the original Arthur videos. We didn't know really have any, there's no way to prepare for that kind of stuff or know what's going to happen. It was much bigger than even we had anticipated.
Yeah, the only thing I'm wondering is I don't know who picked out this. For some reason, Steve's velveteen jacket. I don't know. It just didn't look right to me.
Yeah. We decided before the show we're now going to call him Disco Steve.
Yes.
So,
Disco Steve. Apologies, not really Steve, if you're listening. Wear a different jacket next time.
Yeah, he's probably getting ready to call me right now. If he's, I don't think he listens, so that's a good thing. But yeah, when I was watching the site, everything was going on, and at one point we had 6,500 people on the site, and luckily we had Rackspace and we had ScaleArc doing everything for us and making sure everything was going. I mean, the site did go down for about 5 to 10 minutes. And there was one server that was not configured correctly for that kind of traffic, but they did an amazing job. So we ended up having, for the rest of the night, we had anywhere from 2 to 4 and then back up to 6,000 people on the site for the different airings of the show.
Yeah, and that's amazing because what I didn't realize from first seeing it, because Steve actually put the Google Analytics up, so you could actually see the traffic going through live.
Yes.
And had that on the Dalla page, which is the YouTube channel. It's DallaPage. If you haven't subscribed, go to it and check it out. But I was amazed at how long that was rolling with a constant stream of thousands and thousands of people hitting the site. And then I remember pinging you and thinking, oh, this means Robert's really, really busy.
Yeah, and believe it or not, Friday was not the big day for us. Saturday was. That was a constant stream up until, I'd say it finally started to slow down probably late Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So we keep getting bumps from this. And actually, you were talking about something that's probably good information for people to know who order, because every time you get a bump, not that there's issues or whatever, and you guys are set to handle the bumps now, but sometimes stuff happens, so.
Yeah, there's always technical challenges with anything you do. It's just, you know, part of the deal. But there's two issues. One that we should have caught before is there's a I'm trying to think of how to – because me and Sparky are computer people, so we understand the language, but there's a program that runs in the background of our site that updates the shipping information and brings over the tracking number. It's called an API. But when we moved, we upgraded to a new server to get ready for Shark Tank, and we didn't realize that one API isn't working. So the tracking numbers and the updates when something is shipped isn't going to ddpyoga.com. So you can contact us at ddpyoga.com/support to get your information, but it also should be emailed to you. And Another problem that had nothing to do with us whatsoever is that we found out today that if you have an AOL.com email address, our emails are more than likely being blocked because we've had people that aren't getting their invoices, they're not getting their MP3s, and then they go to support, and they're not getting responses from those either. So they're blocking anything from ddpyoga.com. So we're working on that. And if you have a Gmail account or a Hotmail account, some of the invoices and the responses are going to your spam there. So make sure you look in your spam folder.
Well, yeah, always a good idea to unblock that spam folder anytime you order something. That's good information. So if people should know, if you did order, then what Robert was saying, you're going to get your product and it's shipping. You just might not see your tracking. So email the support team.
Yeah, definitely. Everything's going out. Everything is completely up to date now. It took us one extra business day to catch up, longer than the normal, which we use a shipping company called FSI, which just they brought in extra workers and did everything they could and got caught up in one business day. So I think that's pretty strong. But if you have if you have an AOL.com address and you're not getting your stuff, email me at robert@dallaspage.com because the dallaspage.com emails are still going through AOL, so we're good there.
Cool. And to sort of wrap up the Shark Tank, I just found out if you go to abc.go.com or just look up Shark Tank, you'll get to the program. It looks like you could actually stream it if you don't have a rerun, and I'm looking at their site, and as long as you're hooked up with, Verizon Fios, Xfinity, or you have a different provider and your provider's on the list, they'll stream it to you over their site at no cost, so you'll be able to rewatch the episode. And I'm sure there's probably streams of it elsewhere that you could pick up, but
yeah,
that way you can catch it. It actually was really, really good. The one guy I really liked, the CIA guy, was crazy too.
I thought he was cool as hell.
And now I know how to get out of duct tape handcuffs. Did you see that, Stace? Did you watch that segment?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty intriguing.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That was very cool.
I wanted to know more tricks, definitely.
Yeah, I would totally go to that dude's camp.
it was like out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So.
Which is,
I was hoping that woman who did the waffles, that she had gluten-free, but I don't think she did. Which leaves it wide open for us to invent something, gluten-free waffle mix.
Well, now that you said it, everyone's going to do it. Hey, before, I know we're getting close to bringing it. Oh, go ahead, Stacey.
No, I just thought the whole thing was really cool. I loved the way, as only he can, DDP got the last word over the sharks and said, you're going to be sorry when this is a household name and you haven't bought into it. I just thought that was so great.
Yes, yeah, and he did it with a smile on his face, too, which was great.
Yep, he was nice about it.
And it's just kind of like the heart of DDP to be the underdog that people love. And not that DDP isn't so much an underdog anymore, but, I just thought that was awesome.
Yeah,
I know we're getting ready to bring on Hayden in a second, but before we do that real quick, I wanted to make sure everyone's aware that we do have the – if you're in the UK, we have two workshops going on there, March 1st in London and March 8th in Manchester. And we also have the – in April 4th, we have our workshop in New Orleans for WrestleMania, and you can get all those at ddpyogaworkshops.com for all the information there. And Will Garland's going to be there on the 8th, so, yes, you can meet him.
Wonderful.
Well, Dallas is doing the inspiration, needs perspiration stuff all through the UK while he's there too, right? So
yeah, I know he's doing, it's like a speaking tour, but I'm not exactly sure what the topic is. That's very well, could be that.
Yeah, I know he was saying he was going to try to blend everything together, but he's going to be like various dates with the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th. I know he's going to, there's a series of glee clubs over there. So check it out.
Yeah.
It's all on the site. If you want to see where he's going to be, if you're in the UK, go to ddpyoga.com/appearances and you'll get right there and you'll be able to see everything. And all the workshops are on the beautifully crafted workshop site that Robert did at ddpyogaworkshops.com. So,
yeah, and you can also go to Eros Comedy, which is EROS comedy.com, which is that is the company that's putting together the speaking engagements for him as well.
Cool. So check all that out. And now that we've talked out the beginning of the show, I did see we have one question. Hold on. James was asking in the chat if there's been any word on Jake.
Yes.
And all I know, basically, is what's been posted. And what, because he's been pretty much tweeting, posting, Facebooking stuff, is that I guess he had a surgery. They removed all they could, and now he's just waiting for test results.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty much the only word that we have on that, but it's looking good for him.
Yeah, and you can check him out and see everything that Jake's doing on his Twitter and his Facebook, and check out Snake Radio, because that's pretty cool. He's got a really good show and a good team over there doing it. So now that we've talked about all the events in the UK and everything that's going on over there, we actually have a really special guest from the community tonight, and he is the first certified DDP yoga instructor in the UK. And he came in to Team DDP Yoga at over 200 pounds. He's around 190 now. He's rocking the program out. If you've ever seen some of the stuff he's been doing, I'm calling him our own version of the British Bulldog. He is the Bulldog of DDP Yoga in the UK, and that's Hayden Walden. What's going on, Hayden?
Hello.
Hey.
Everything good?
Oh, yeah.
That was energetic, wasn't it?
We're fantastic. How are you?
Yeah. I like the fact that you've mentioned it's 2 o'clock over here. Quite interesting. Sitting up till the early... I've got quite a lot.
See, Sparky?
Oh, you're breaking up on us, buddy.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
Oh, wow, that's going to get annoying. I can hear, like... Every other word.
Every other word.
Yeah, every other word. Are you on, an internet connection or a phone?
No.
Oh, boy.
Well,
thanks for joining us.
Well, hello. Yeah. Why don't we try this? Hayden, why don't you break the connection you're on and call back and have Robert pick you back up.
Yep.
And we'll be waiting right for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't we, while he's doing that, why don't we grab a caller real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we've got this guy called in. He's so excited to talk to us. He called in a few minutes ahead of time. His name is Dwayne. How you doing?
Hi, and it's Dwayne.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi,
how
you doing?
How are you?
Hi, I'm 24 years old, and I saw your show on Shark Tank the other night, and I'm in a wheelchair and going to buy DDP over the next coming week.
Okay.
I have cerebral palsy, and I tried the first workout on the site, and I absolutely love it.
Awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
How do
you
feel?
Did you try the Diamond Dozen?
Yes, I did.
Are you the guy that posted the video to Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Aha, okay. Now, okay.
So tell us about tell us about the video, because I didn't get a chance to see it.
Basically, it's just me doing the Diamond Dozen workout.
And I'm trying to get to the Facebook page to check it out now. But you said right now you're confined to a wheelchair, but you're still doing it?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's awesome. I'm glad you're loving it. And you know the awesome thing about that is that we do have people who have tried to work out with all different kinds of limitations that you would think some people might look at and say, that would be really tough to do, but they still power through it. I'm glad you posted the video. I'm going to go to find it. Are you going to continue to videotape your journey and show the modifications?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
But I haven't got the DVD is mailed to me yet. So how do I contact you guys to make sure I get the DVDs?
Well, that's going to be your ex. Robert's probably the guy who could hook you up with all the information you need to know about where your order's at. So,
okay.
Yeah, drop me an email at robert@dallaspage.com and I'll get you all the information you need.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Awesome.
And if you talk to DDP himself, tell him I love the program.
I will definitely do that.
That's great to hear.
Yes. I am so sorry you guys didn't get the $20,000 for the mobile app.
Oh, it's okay. We ended up partnering with another company, and actually things worked. Even that notwithstanding, things still worked out really well.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it's great that you called. Feel free to give us an update anytime once you get the DVDs. We'd love to hear from you again.
I will. Bye.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Take care. And we actually got Hayden back.
Hello.
Hey,
bro.
Can you hear me? Is that a better connection?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Whoops. That's really good.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah, we're catching you now. So, We got you, Hayden, and we were talking about this. You actually emailed me a couple weeks ago and was saying that you would take the hit, you would stay up if you can and come on the radio show. And I think it's pretty good because, man, DDP Yoga in the UK is just blowing up right now. You know, the first spot it started going international was Canada, but now we're in the UK. And I think you're a great person to sort of represent us there. So for people who haven't quite met you yet or maybe have heard your name through the site or the team, can you tell people a little bit about how you found DDP Yoga and why you started it?
Yeah, of course. I found it through Chris Jericho, a massive wrestling fan. I was watching the 2013 Royal and just got straight in the and went for 40-odd minutes. And I couldn't believe it, because literally 3 months before the run, was he on tour, and pretty much partying. He was enjoying everything. And he came back. And then video, and that's where it all started. I had to do something. I'd got many. It was a case of do or die, basically, and chose to do, and that's where it started.
Awesome. We're still having we'll kind of power through this a little bit. We're still having problems with your connection. Mm-hmm. It's dropping out, and I think we're missing some really good stuff because I know you came in. You said you saw the Chris Jericho spot, and there was a part about a video that we didn't catch. So was that Arthur's video that you saw?
It was.
Okay.
Arthur's video.
Okay, and then you were talking about. It was a decision to do or die, and you decided to do. What was the die part for you? What was sort of the part putting you up against the wall?
I had a lot. Was giving me grief. I had a couple of discs bulging in my neck and shoulder.
Oh my God! This is frustrating.
Yeah, it's breaking up pretty bad. I think we caught that you had a couple discs and a shoulder injury and went and had to come through it.
I have perfect signal here.
Yeah, it may just be I'm not even sure what it would be, but yeah, it's breaking up. The longer you talk, the more it breaks up.
Okay. Do you want to try this again some other time?
And see, that came through perfectly.
Yeah.
Maybe if we do like really, really short, quick answers, we can go through.
Yeah.
Well, you can call. Somebody pointed out that you can call in on Skype. Do you have a Skype line that you can call in off of?
Yeah.
You think that would be better?
On Skype. I can give it a. I'm so sorry.
That's okay, man. I actually feel really bad because you're up with us and really early calling in. I mean, we can go back to the Skype. We'll try to get some questions lined up in the chat if you want to try the Skype, see if that gets clear for us, and then we'll roll with that.
Okie dokie.
All right, thanks, bro. All right, man.
Bye.
All right. We've actually got four callers on hold as well.
Okay, so while we're powering through right now, some of the technical issues with Hayden calling in from the UK. I feel really bad because he's up really early, and this is he's an awesome dude for DDP Yoga, and he'll get back on. If you've got questions for him, please throw them in the chat at ddpradio.com, or as people already know and have called in without us giving the number. We haven't even given the number yet. It's 347-994-1216. And if we can't get Aiden back on for a great connection, if you have a question specifically for him, let us know, and we'll be in contact with Aiden. We'll definitely get those questions, and we'll get them posted up. Okay, so we got some callers. Let's bring them on.
Okay, the first one up is area code 973. Who do we have on the line?
Andrew, how you doing?
Doing good, bro.
Andrew,
how you doing?
Hey, I was talking to Sparky earlier about I was the kid who's trying to gain weight off of DDP Yoga.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you admit, and Robert, you're one of the hosts, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sparky had mentioned to me that you gained 15 pounds just by doing the DDP Yoga alone, no weights or any of that. Is that true?
Yeah. It's like it's closer to 30 or 40 now. But yes.
Oh crap! Wow.
Yeah, and it's just I was. When I started, I was like 6'2", 140, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could see my, I was a good anatomical model because you could see where all my bones were.
Oh,
But yeah, I just started doing the workout and taking, but afterwards I learned that it was better to do it after, but I would have like a protein shake with like some rice protein afterwards, and I just started eating more, and
nice.
Just, it took a while, but yeah, I was able to gain a lot of weight by doing
awesome.
Them.
Yeah, because my diet is, you know, ridiculously clean. I don't take powders only because I have really bad acne, and I've never had any luck with any of that stuff, but 95% of my diet is unprocessed foods and stuff. I just needed, like, the diet side of it is taken care of, but it's just the workout aspect, and I was getting kind of confused. And it's like, as I mentioned to Sparky and some of the other people on the main room today, pull-ups for me to pull my own body weight is easier than doing the DR rows in the Diamond Dozen.
Huh.
Like, pulling my own body weight is easier than doing the static pulling nothing. It's crazy.
That is, that's weird.
You must have dynamic resistance down pat.
I'm sorry?
You must have understand the dynamic resistance and have that down pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I used to work for a bodybuilder, and we used to talk about these kind of things and replicating, you know, tensions and using slow cadences and such just by standing still. So I didn't want to mess around with weights anymore. And I, even like lightweights and stuff, they just feel weird in my hands. But I really, really like the DDP Yoga because, especially in my back feels so jacked and ripped. And I haven't touched, you know, any barbells or any dumbbells or any of that stuff in at least 2 months. But the DROs, I am still feeling, you know, pretty swole, as the kids say, you know, even like 2 days later.
And you focus on that engagement, man. And, I mean, you're not going to look like a bodybuilder by doing it.
Right.
But you focus on the engagement of it, then you're going to definitely build some muscles.
Yeah, I just want to look more aesthetic, you know, that kind of fitness type of physique. I could care less about the bodybuilder look, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get that. One of the best examples for putting on weight definitely is Robert. But if you want to see a guy who's taken it to like a shredded level, there's a guy called Christopher Garabino, Boston Bad Boy.
Oh yes.
And that kid is just crazy now. He knows about hard work. The guy's a former Marine, so he's pretty badass. He goes up and his hook is he does a black crow on anything he sees.
Yes.
He'll be walking down the street, see a fire hydrant, and he could pop a black crow on it. But he took it to a ridiculous level and got himself cut. So if you want to see some of those results, and he's actually on, I think he's on Team DDP Yoga, but he's also on the transformation pages. But that guy's gotten completely ripped and jacked. So when you see these guys from, like, some of the other programs, what is it, the T25 or the P90X, P90X2 and stuff like that, some of the guys walk away, like, ripped. He came in and he did that with DDP Yoga. Totally no impact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He
worked hard, but he got it done.
Yeah, and he. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robert. No, please.
I was going to say that he didn't do the program to gain weight. He actually did it to lose weight, but then he took it to a whole another level once he got to his weight goal. Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a little fit when he started, but he turned up good.
Yeah, I'm about 130 right now. I'm just looking to put on maybe 10, maybe 15 at the most extra pounds, and it's more of something that I think this is more reasonable for me to go with it, because I have it's ridiculous. I have so much. I have P90X, I have Power 90, I have all sorts of crazy crap, and it's sort of like I've been a fan of Dallas's since I've been 13, you know, and I actually met him once in 2005 at a indie show, and he did a forward bend, and I said, "How did you do that?" He's like, "Yoga, bro. I do yoga now." I'm like, "Oh, cool," you know, because I knew he was promoting the Yoga for Regular Guys book, and I kept it in the back of my mind, but I decided to take the plunge a few weeks ago and buy the program, and I feel sore still, and I haven't touched the weight, so I'm hoping that I'm headed in the right trajectory, and I just needed confirmation.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it, and it sounds like you get it, so you're probably going to get results a lot quicker, because a lot of people, dynamic resistance is a really hard concept for people to get, I think, mm-hmm. And Stacey, I know, you know, we get questions on the show, right? A lot of people have trouble hitting that.
Hey,
I'm
sorry, go ahead, Stacey.
No, I mean, there are tricks, like I have a low heart rate, and there are things you can do to kind of up the workout.
Mm-hmm.
But people underestimate, because there's no equipment involved, that it really does build muscle. It definitely does if you keep doing it and you keep challenging yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah, you mentioned the Boston Bad Boy. He's actually called in.
Oh, neat. Okay.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, everybody? How's it going?
Hey, Chris. Been a while.
I wanted to check in, see how everybody was doing. I started talking about me. I'm like, oh, I guess you guys, my ears are ringing.
That's awesome, bro. So, hey, how you been, man?
I'm doing good. Trying to just balance out life with the new baby and everything, but still hitting the DDP yoga every day. And I got the wifey. She's doing it. She's actually dropped all the baby weight since.
Nice.
Still sticking with it, and I'm actually putting on a little bit more weight, but with so in the pictures you see that you guys are talking about, I got down, I was roughly like 165 there. You know, my body instantly reacted with the clean eating, going and losing most of the weight, and definitely tightening up everything and getting as cut as I did, but after I dropped the weight and continuing the eating, I definitely upped the amount of food that I eat on a daily basis. And with doing that, still continuing the DDP yoga and just being all around more athletic and doing more activities, I've actually been able to get up to right now about 180, 182, but still just as leaned out and defined as I was before. So it just took a little bit of time to get to that point, but pound for pound, just as strong. It's just as easy for me to do the black pro, press into the handstand, which I was worried about. I didn't know if that extra 20 pounds was really going to make a difference, but it hasn't. You know, 20 basically in what, almost going on 3 years now, I'm up to where I wanted to be, you know, 180 pounds, but still just as strong with my body weight as I was at 163, 165.
That's awesome.
That's awesome,
bro.
Man.
That's really cool. Well, Andrew, does that help you out a little bit?
Absolutely. What encouragement. And I didn't know I was still on the line. That was really nice of you guys.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah.
It's all about the food you eat. I know you can't do the protein shakes and stuff with the acne. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've tried everything out there for protein shakes. One mm-hmm. of the cleanest ones that are out there right now that's gluten-free, dairy-free, it's not whey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called MyoFusion Elite Protein Series.
Okay.
I utilize that to do kind of a supplement in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's food. Food,
right.
food. You really don't need these protein shakes if you're
eating problems.
Absolutely,
yeah.
But you should be up to do what you're trying to do. I think you said you weighed about 130 pounds, you said?
Yeah, 130, like 132,
and
yeah.
And how long have you been doing the program for?
I've only been doing the program. The only thing I've done is the first day of Diamond Dozen, but I've been doing the wake up every morning since Sunday, really. I still feel jacked after that. So I got time, I know.
Oh, yeah, you got nothing but time. Just get into the, you should be 5 meals a day.
Mm-hmm,
I'm up to about 5 meals a day. If I can't do 5 meals, it'll be supplemented with the protein shakes.
Right.
But with the 5 meals a day and you continue in this, you absolutely put on weight. I mean, just the muscle, your muscle weighs more than fat, so you're automatically going to start putting on a couple pounds when you start building that muscle.
Right on, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. I'm on Facebook. I'm not on Team DDP Yoga, as you said before, but I'm on Facebook, so feel free to hit me up anytime if you have questions.
Yeah, sure thing. I'll try to find you. Mm-hmm.
All right, fellas.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
All right, thank you very much for fielding my questions.
No problem.
Hey,
thanks,
well,
bro.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, you have a great night, all right? It was good talking, everybody.
Thanks
yeah,
for
too,
calling
man.
In.
Take care of that
no
baby.
Problem. Absolutely. He's crying right now. I'm going to take care of him.
Keep posting pictures. He's adorable.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
All right, have a great night, everybody. Bye-bye.
You too, man.
You too.
Bye. And we've got Hayden on the Hello? We've got Hayden on the line, but I want to grab Yoga Doc. You there?
Yes.
Hey brother.
Hey, Yoga Doc.
Yeah,
yeah. Doc's got an update on Jake and Lex for us.
Yeah. Wow. What a great, amazing program, Lex, last week, huh?
Oh
wow,
yeah.
That was awesome.
That
was
phenomenal. We worked with him last week, and we've been working with him either once a week or every other week. He comes over to the crib. And we're just, you know, doing a combination of just trying to get him to do as much as he can. We've got him doing a lot of cat, you know, cat lift, cat arch. We're doing broken, we're doing all kinds of, trying to do airplanes, broken airplanes, opposite arm, opposite leg and table. He's getting there, he told you he's having a hard time with his hip flexors. They just keep, kind of grabbing and cramping on him ever since those couple falls that he took, I believe it was last year. But, he's coming along, and, he was at the house today, and, the guy's just, he's a monster. He just continues to keep working. And, so that's Lex right now. Slow, steady, but progress still nonetheless. Jake, I walked out to my car to grab some a chiropractic instrument because I work on Lex also before he gets down on the mat, and up drives Kyle, who is one of the main attorneys here for DDP Yoga. He's taking care of Jake, and Jake's in the front seat, and he drives up, and I'm going over to my car, and Jake flips me off like he always does. that's Jake. I said, "Oh my God, he's here." He walked out of the car. He's very sore. There was a very large, cancerous tumor on his calf.
Wow.
And showed his pictures. He hung out. He walked around. You know, he's moving around okay. I was blown away at just how well he was just kind of, ambulating, just walking and moving after he had a pretty considerable size, chunk taken out of his calf, but he's very determined. And he was cutting up with Lex, and Nikita Koloff was over at the crib also, and he was chatting with him. And he's Jake, man. He's still scrapping.
That's awesome.
Especially now, and not to say this is a perfect time to have it happen, but where his head's at right now, he's got the right mindset to totally blow past this.
Yeah, obviously I think this would have, in a spot where he was not stable, could have really hurt him. Now, plus with all the support he has, we're just doing our best to try to keep him moving forward.
That's awesome. So now that we got you, how's everything on the certification front going for you?
Well, I'm going to tell you straight up, folks, that's one of the reasons why I called in. It's going slowly as people who have, gone and sent in their videos and some of their submissions. I'm closing down my full-time chiropractic practice. Tomorrow will be my last day, and I'm going to be devoting nearly full-time. Like I said, I'm working with Lex. Today I also went over and worked with, remember the monster Ted Evans? Evans, 78-year-old. He's now 78.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He and I are developing a DDP Yoga for Seniors program. We put together a workout today. We're going to start filming next week. But that just piling on to closing up the practice. I'm going to get in there, and we're going to get all of those submissions back out to you very, very quickly. So things will be picking up.
Well, it's good that you're going to be getting back to work.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just sitting here eating Twizzlers and picking my nose.
Hey, that's what Robert does on most nights.
Yeah, most nights. Yeah, tonight I'm on the radio eating Twizzlers.
Yeah, well, hopefully they're gluten free Twizzlers because those suckers.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So folks, just for you to know, everybody who's interested in certification, so there's going to be an uptick there in regard to just quicker response. It's just there's been so much happening. Every time I turn around, there's something else kind of thrown in the way. But just to let everybody know, just some thoughts about the best way to go about things. Learn the level one workout. Just learn it. Learn the level one workout. Don't even bother with learning the Diamond Dozen workout that we want you to do as well. Get that level one workout into your head. Write notes. Teach it as much as you can. As soon as you're able to pass that thing, I guarantee you, when it comes to putting together a little introductory workout for the Diamond Dozen, where you're just putting connective positions, where you're going right and left side with all of the different Diamond Dozen positions and kind of crafting your own little workout. It's not on your own. You're just taking what you learned from level one.
Yeah.
It's going to be so. You guys there?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just, because I get a lot of questions like that. And, but it's coming along. We've got a few more people joining on. And, Hayden, I know that we've had, a hard time getting Hayden on the air. Hayden was one of my guys that I just, he's one of the guys that I wanted to take his class. He did things, his enthusiasm. Matt, everybody was, pretty much like that. But, Hayden just had the best music, too.
we've got Hayden back on.
Oh, very good. I just wanted to just, again, congratulate him for doing a magnificent job. I mentioned that, he should be the British Bulldog. I'm glad you picked that up, Sparky. You called him that, too.
Yeah.
And he's awesome.
Hayden, I don't know if you're still there, so jump in any time. But, yeah, when you Doc, when you look at his pictures or you look at his Facebook page or some of his workouts, or if you just look at his workout schedule, I mean, he's just in it to win it. And there's, like, an intensity there that, I mean, it has to be – he's got to be a bulldog.
Absolutely.
You there, Hayden?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello,
can you hear me? Second.
Are you there, Hayden?
Hello. I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a tunnel, but yes, you're there.
This is going to be the hardest session we've ever done. This is brilliant.
Yeah, this is harder than, like, Diamond Cutter. Yes.
Well, we're plowing through. We can actually hear you now, so I don't know if you were able to hear...
Yeah, I did. That's amazing to actually hear him say that live about me. That's brilliant. Really, really good. I thoroughly enjoyed doing the certification. Absolutely loved every minute of it. It was a real challenge and really rewarding to get through and to sort of be able to teach this and move on and try and get other people into the system as well. It's brilliant.
Yeah, because he just went right in, and then he helped Liz Collins get certified when she was out there in the UK. And that's just talking about forward right off the bat, bang, immediately.
That was a bizarre situation in itself. Running into Liz over here was brilliant. And, yeah, she helped me. She did my introductory level workout. She came on video back with me, and I went and did her Diamond Dozen and Level 1 workout as well. And it was very fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah, really good.
And that actually speaks to the community, especially between Team DDP Yoga and actually the community of people who are being certified. Because there's a lot of support in both places, but you guys actually hooked that up in that certification tag team. You guys did that through the certification site and Facebook and sort of meeting that way, right?
Yeah, it was. I'm just trying to recall what actually happened. I think I got a message from Liz to say she was going to be in my area and if I was running any classes around the same time, that she would be over here for Christmas. And it just happened to tie in quite nicely with what I was doing. And then it worked out nicely that she was going to video hers at the same time. And again, it all happened through being part of the certification, part of the team on the Trailblazer Facebook page. You know, great place to be. I've met so many good people from doing this. And I do want to give quite a few shout-outs, if you don't mind, very, very, very quickly. But I just want to say a big shout-out to the other UK-certified teacher, Tony. And obviously a big shout-out to Will Garland, who seems to get his name on here quite a lot as well. So these guys are just always pushing each other forward, helping me. We're helping each other. It's brilliant. Such
That's
a support
awesome.
Unit.
That's really important, too.
Yeah,
Tony
really
was phenomenal. Tony was so phenomenal, too. He's got a lot of energy. He came in right behind Hayden. But what another fun, really fun guy. I want to take his class because I have a feeling I'd be pissing myself laughing. Very funny guy.
I'm not sure I want to take that class.
Yeah.
You will.
You wear a plastic suit.
Yeah. It's enough to be clean and sweat up off the mat.
Hayden, I'm glad you brought up Liz because she actually texted me a question, and this is more for Stacy, but with everyone in the room, we may be able to get a little bit more spin on it. But she's working with someone who has a low heart rate. You had mentioned that before, didn't you, Stacy?
Yeah, I have a lower heart rate, and I. It takes more work and effort for me to get it up into the zone, and I have to engage harder, and sometimes I have to, you know, lift my knees a little higher or go onto my toes, just depending on what the moves are, kind of up the ante and work a little harder. So that's how I handle it.
Okay. Does anybody else have any suggestions for somebody with a low heart rate to get that up there?
And mine's pretty low as well. My resting heart rate is around about 39 to 40. So it does take a while to get it going. And same thing as Stacey said, just engage harder, do whatever you can to make it, get it up into that fat burning zone, get it where you need it to be. I always struggle as well after I've eaten. If I've eaten within sort of the last hour and a half to 2 hours, my heart rate will just not move at all. But if I do it on a fairly empty stomach, it'll go for it, which is quite nice. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily recommended, but...
That's all.
Good stuff, man. So now that we still got you, and we got 10 minutes left, I don't know if anybody's in the chat, if you've got questions for anybody who's on the line, Hayden, feel free to hit them up.
Yeah,
we've got that.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we actually have three callers. You want me to pull one up?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one up is the 843 area code.
Hey, who do we
got?
I'm here. My name's Tim.
Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, since I started yoga, I'm doing way better.
How long have you been doing it?
Actually, about a week. It'll be a week tomorrow. The first night when I did it, I could tell a difference in my body the next morning. But what was going on is back in May of last year, I fractured my C6 in my neck.
Oh.
And doctors wanted to do surgery on it, and I didn't want to get butchered because I've seen many, many people have back surgery, neck surgery to be butchered up. And I was like, no, I don't want that. And he's the one that suggested DDP Yoga because of
Really?
I think his name is Arthur, the veteran.
Yes.
Yeah, because of him. So I was like, I'll try it. And at first, when he told me the idea, I thought yoga is for girls or women. So I tried it. I just put it down. So, I'll just go ahead and just try it anyway just to see. And my pain level is usually, like, during the daytime is around, like, an 8. But whenever I did the first thing, it dropped down to, like, a 6. It just, whenever I did the bunch of stretches out, I mean, I guess muscles or whatever, I stretched out doing the yoga, it made it feel way better.
Oh, that's good.
That's great. And that's just a weekend, right?
What's that?
And you're just a weekend with it?
Yeah, I'd be a week tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome. And have you joined Team DDP Yoga or anything, taking your picks or?
What's that? I couldn't hear you.
Have you joined up Team DDP Yoga yet?
I think so. I'm not sure. That's on DDPYoga.com, right?
Yes. TeamDDPYoga.com.
Yeah, I think I've joined up, yeah.
Okay.
I've actually posted my picture on the Facebook thing the first day I did it, and then the second day I did it actually was a little bit lower. I was wearing the black shorts and the red shirt, and you'll see I have my two birds in the background.
Okay, I don't think I've seen that, because we have so many people posting on there, it's hard to keep up with everybody.
Right. Yeah, if you see it, I'm in, like, black swim trunks, and you'll see, I can see my leg tattoo of a house done tattoo on my leg, a skull. I don't want to say thank y'all or DDP or to whoever who did the yoga, because it's helping me out a lot. You know, a week, it's pain levels drop down to like a 5 already in a week.
That's
awesome.
Great.
Fantastic. And just wait until you get a month into it, 2 months. You're going to be amazed at how much stronger you feel and how much better you feel overall. So keep up the great work.
Well, I'm actually an indie wrestler here in the Carolinas, and that's how I broke my neck, was in the ring, or fractured the vertebrae. It was in the ring.
Ouch.
And I actually hit them when I was running the ropes. I hit them when I hit the rope, the top rope snapped, and I backflipped over and hit my head on the
How?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I got up, finished the match. I mean, I got up, told him, hey, look, go home. I'm hurt. And then my wife actually made me go to the hospital, because my wife was on like 4'11", maybe 5 foot. She basically had to twist my arm to go to the doctor.
I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
That could have been a messy situation.
Oh, yeah. And it's helped me out. I just started a week ago, and I'm trying to do this before surgery, and I don't want to do surgery. It's, like I said, I've seen a lot of people butcher up with the neck and back surgery. I don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, keep up with it, and always check out Team DDP Yoga, because there's a lot of people there who have gone through similar types of things and have rehabbed. Actually, a lot using DDP Yoga. Doug Steffens one. There's a lot of other people out there who have come through with injuries. So keep with it and keep posting up your progress, because we'd love to see it, bro.
Oh, well, and I'm actually about to get off the phone now, and actually, because I usually do my yoga at nighttime because of my work schedule. I'm actually about to get off the phone now and do a session of yoga.
Awesome.
Awesome. Feel
it, brother.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. All right, man. Well,
brilliant.
Since we have waiting for a little bit, I just want to drill him a little bit of questions before we get too short on time. So, Hayden, now you went ahead and you got into the DDP Yoga certification, and you just kind of flew through that. So, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening, not only in the States but over across. In the UK, who are wondering, you know, how you did that, and you know, how you made the time for it.
I kind of went mad. I started in August. I signed up on August the 1st when it first came out, and we've got 100 hours of self practice to do. So I just hit it as hard as I could. I went through a level one workout every day. At some point, I was doing 3 to 4 workouts a day. I remember there was a challenge on the Warriors in Training to do the Ironman challenge. So it was to energy, fat burner, red hot core, below the belt, diamond cutter. So I did that and then took it to the next level and did the next set of discs. So you did stand-up strength builder, red hot core again, mixtape, and then double black diamond. And then the next week I did the whole of the extreme disc back-to-back. So I was just doing as much as I could, cramming it all in, just trying to get through it, trying to get those hours up, because I also, you have to do the teaching, you have to do 20 hours minimum of teaching, and, you know, you have to do your journal, which, again, Sparky, thank you very much for creating that, but that journal, that was a lifesaver, and it just don't take any time off, you know, no matter how much things are getting in the way, work got in the way, lifestyles got in the way, etc. Just kind of keep going, keep plowing on. Those 100 hours are like a mountain, and you've got to get through them. You've got to do it. So it's just a lot of dedication. But it was good fun. I loved it. I really did.
Now,
I'm trying to sound like that.
That's cool. The thing I have and I still struggle with, and I'm taking my time through this, obviously, but is finding people to do the workouts and video the workouts, so you actually have an instructor, like an instructor-led session with these people. How did you find that? Was that difficult for you to do, or what tips would you give somebody who's trying to hook that up?
I relied on friends to do my workouts. I relied very heavily on people I knew, people who knew that I was into DDP yoga, who wanted to know more about it. I targeted them and I said, just come along. I'm not going to charge you. It's free. I'm doing it as part of my training. Just be willing to be videoed. Be willing to be put in all these strange positions you've probably never done before, and try and have fun while doing it. And
when I call my friends and say I've got a video camera and we're going to get in strange positions, they don't come over for when I call.
I maybe should have thought that one through. That's why I only got 2 minutes at a time. it worked. I got kind of a core of maybe 3 or 4 people that would come every week and give it a try. You kind of have to rely on people for that section. Once you've got it going, once you've built it up and got a little core of people, they start telling other people about it, and you know, slowly but surely you get a slightly bigger class and more people keep coming along, and then you get in the situation where you pass your certification and you've already got a class built without actually doing anything. So It's good.
That's
good.
So, here in the States, I know, like, one of the things that when we talk to people, and I don't know if the culture is the same. I'm assuming guys are guys no matter where it's at, that they're always
yep.
like, yoga. I ain't doing yoga. Do you hit the same type of perception over there?
Yeah. I kind of have to be careful with how I say this because I'm currently running a class in a boxing gym. So I've got a class of about 15 people. Most are female, but I've got quite a few big guys, big boxers and big MMA fighters that are coming and doing the class as well. So it's slowly but surely getting it through that guys can come and do this and they don't have to feel out of place. They don't have to feel wrong about doing it. You know, it's not yoga, as we always keep saying. It ain't your mama's yoga. We know that. Mm-hmm. But trying to sell it to people who don't know what it is, that's the big job. That's the main thing. And I just show people my photos. I just say, this is what I look like this time last year before I started this. You know,
yeah.
I do this now and this is how I look. I can get my leg up to my head and things like that. And I don't ache anymore. My body feels great. So that's why I do it.
You ever have to, like, growl and flex at anybody and just say, do it?
No, but I'll try.
That's awesome, bro. So I think we got a couple more callers. You guys want to grab a couple more questions? You in for a little while longer, Aiden?
Yeah, definitely. Can I just drop in that Tony has actually messaged me?
Yeah.
And he's just said, I need to let you know that both of us are running classes over here at the moment. He's got a Facebook page, which is DDP Yoga Bolton. And I've obviously got DDP Yoga GB. And you can find our timetables on there and see what's going on. So anyone who's listening in the UK, if you're in the Manchester area or if you're in the South Coast area, check us out because we're both there doing these classes. And you can come and find us. Thank you.
Yeah, I checked out your Facebook page on the DDP Yoga GB, and that's the one.
Yeah.
If you look at, man, you've got a ton of great pics, and it actually looks like you got a really good setup at the place you're at.
Yeah, that's the boxing gym.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
It's a good
place.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and roll with a caller then. Who we got?
We have the 907 area code. What's your name?
It's Josh McAdoo in Juneau, Alaska, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Hey, brother.
Hey, Josh.
I just wanted to
give them table scraps.
Oh, God. I just wanted to call in. I was going to call in and harass Hayden because I was giving him a hard time earlier today on Facebook, but after all the technical difficulties, I figured I'd just call in and say something nice. But he's definitely helped me with, you know, me doing the certification. He's definitely helped me, like, okay, that's where I want to go and head towards. And he's been so accessible, like, at any time I can send him a message and he'll get back to me. And it's just been, it's been really cool. And then just, like, kind of the back and forth that we do. And I mean, Sparky, you're the same way. Like, we'll just shoot the breeze back and forth at each other and flip each other crap. And it's nice to have that with the program. So I just want to call in real quick and just say that it's awesome to have that connection. You're doing a lot of awesome work and it's inspiring. So
thanks, dude. That's really good to hear. And it's finally great to hear your voice.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny how everything seems to be just like, hey, let's send an email or let's send a message. And then you have this bond between people that you've never met before. So again, I think everyone said that it's like-minded people getting together, you know, and it's awesome.
Definitely.
So,
it's amazing.
Yeah, but
I love this one.
Yeah. Yeah. But I won't keep you guys, but I appreciate you guys putting me on, and, just been enjoying the show so far. So thanks.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate you calling.
Thanks for calling, Josh. Great to hear from you.
All right, guys. Take care. All right,
thanks,
Josh.
Bye,
take
Josh.
Care. All right.
Okay, well, we've got – it's just past the 10 o'clock hour. We've got one more caller. You guys want to grab it?
Yeah, let's
sure.
hit it.
We can't leave him hanging.
Sure, we can, but let's do it anyway. area code 605, what's your name?
Hey, I knew you were going to say that, Robert. I just
knew it. See? That's what happens when we don't close out the show.
then you get people like me. I know. That's okay.
Always go with your gut, people.
What's that?
I said, always go with your gut.
You always go with your gut. I know. Oh, good. Hey, no, but I wanted to just give a shout out to Hayden because I know I see him on Facebook and I see him do his stuff there and he does great. You know, he's got a lot of energy and he and Josh are both. I mean, they're both two sides of the same coin. Basically, they're both, you know, the ass kicking Alaskan and the ass kicking Englishman.
I like that. I'm still in that.
I monitored, you know, Liz and Christina, you know, the hardcore sisters and everything. I got I think of appearing for you and Josh now. So
yeah, see what you come up with. That's good.
Just call you the ass kickers.
I'll have that. That'd be me. I think Josh will agree.
No, I just wanted to give a call. I haven't called in a couple of weeks. Just check in, say hi, see how everyone's doing, and
we missed you, bro. We can toss you back on the regular list now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, I do appreciate you giving us a break.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, life happens. Well, you know, as all the snow that you know that you guys are getting, we're just, you know, us in South Dakota are just sitting there going, okay, and.
Well, and then I always feel bad talking about it because then you think about the ass kicking Alaskan Josh, and he goes to a glacier to do DDP yoga. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, he just takes it and then steps up one notch. I'm trying to find snow drifts or whatever else that I can do stuff, you know, and so, you know, hopefully in the next few days I'll put up something to match it. It won't be a glacier or whatever, but it'll be something close.
Please.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Hey,
thanks, brother.
Thanks for calling in.
That's good to hear from. But, so you have all this time booked in, Hayden, and everything going on, and now Dallas is going to be there. Are you guys hooking up, or are you going to go out to Eros Comedy shows and check them out?
Yeah, I'm on both workshops. I'm doing London workshop, and I'm doing Manchester. So is Tony. We're checking people in and helping people set their mats out, telling them best places to set up. So, yeah, I'm with Dallas on Saturday, and I'm with him next Saturday as well.
Nice.
I can't make any of the Eros shows, which is a bit of annoyance, but that's work for you, unfortunately. I've got to get up and go and teach drums to little kids, which is my other job.
Yeah, I would love to get out there sometime. Mainly when I saw it that one of these is going to be at in Cardiff. I'm a huge Doctor Who, more so Torchwood fan. So.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, I would love to. And my buddy was like, you don't want to go there? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Oh, Cardiff's really nice, man. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, there's some cool things to see there, I think, that would be awesome to hang out and check it out. But for anybody who is over there, and since you're going to be around, and I'm sure Will's going to be around at a couple, but there is a series of shows from the 2nd to the 10th Eros Comedy is doing with Dallas, and man, you need to check it out at any of them. The 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 9th, and the 10th of March, and they're all at ErosComedy.com to find out, buy tickets, and basically get in front of the man himself and fill the bank.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we hit our last caller. I didn't see too much else lingering in the chat. Is there anything that sort of you want to leave with the people if you had to tell them anything about your journey to DDP yoga?
My personal journey? Simple. Never give up. Anything's possible. I have proven that to myself too many times in the last year.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Up through and including making sure that we get you as a guest on DDP Radio, even if we have to call five times.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's 3:10 in the morning. I'm going to go to bed and go and teach drums tomorrow morning, which is going to be nice.
Oh.
Well, thanks.
That
I really
appreciate.
Yeah, I really appreciate you calling.
Yeah, you embodied brother. Never giving up tonight, Hayden.
Yeah, that's my way, unfortunately for me.
Good for you.
That's cool, Brooke.
Thank
well,
you for having me on. It's been brilliant to talk to you all.
It's our pleasure, man. I'm glad you were able to show up, and I hope we can have you back again now that we know we got a connection that works with Skype. And, yep. You know, when we're doing certification shows or any kind of shows about journeys, man, would love to have you on. Anytime you want to call in just to give us an update, feel free
yeah.
to come back.
I'd love to come back and actually share my journey with everyone because it's quite an interesting one, to be fair. So in full detail, it's very different.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely do that.
Cool.
Stacy, do you guys have anything for the to leave with the people?
No, I just wanted to thank Stacy for hanging in after being up for so long.
Well, you
absolutely.
Know what? I took a break. I interrupted my jet lag with Strength Builder, and that just did the trick.
Nice.
That's sweet. I need to hit me one of those, but I think I'm going to be going to bed as well. So that is our show. And we're going to cut it there. So everybody who's listening, anybody in the chat, thanks for coming on. Don't forget to check out Dallas and this UK trip, eroscomedy.com. You can see where he's going to show up there. There are workshops that he's going to be at, too. You can check out the yogaworkshop.com. And he's going to be all over the place big time. And you'll get to check out these guys like our British Bulldog Hayden. And actually, if you're in the UK right now and happen to be listening to this live or on podcast, check out his workouts and his site. You can find him on Facebook, and he is at, help me out here, DDP Yoga GB on Facebook, and you'll find Hayden and be able to connect with him and take his class. It's really going to be an ass-kicking time, so don't go.
Don't forget about Tony Finbar Smith out there in the UK as well.
Yeah, yes. DDP Yoga Bolton is Tony's.
Yoga what?
It's DDP Yoga Bolton. That's B-O-L-T-O-N.
And you can check out Tony Finbar Smith there.
Yeah.
So, guys, do that. Support our guys, man. They'll give you a really good workout, and you'll have a really good time. So, for everybody who called in, I want to thank Andrew, Chris, Yoga Doc Tim, Travis, and Josh, and everybody else listening. Thanks for helping us out, supporting us. We love you. We love you listening in every week, and we really appreciate you. So remember that permanent change doesn't come from temporary choices, and if the 10% comes a knocking, kick it right in the ass and live life at 90%.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Ah!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.